Welcome to The Direct Effect, where we explore the power of direct marketing. I'm your host, Sam, and today we're diving into a crucial topic: direct mail retargeting mistakes and how to avoid them. Direct mail retargeting is an incredibly cost-effective way to reach your customer base. New research shows mail has more influence on purchasing decisions than most digital marketing channels. Adding retargeted direct mail to your remarketing strategy will convert more leads than digital ads alone. You can use direct mail retargeting for customers who visited your website, downloaded content, abandoned shopping carts, subscribed, unsubscribed, shopped once, or stopped shopping altogether. The possibilities are endless. The real challenge isn't identifying your audience. It's delivering the right message to the right person at the right time. Let's explore five common direct mail retargeting mistakes and their solutions. Mistake number one: not maximizing your CRM data. Unlike acquisition mailings, where prospect information is limited, your CRM contains valuable insights like past purchases and browsing behavior. Use this data to create personalized pieces with variable imagery and copy for each customer. Mistake number two: not prioritizing time to market. Retargeting is about connecting with consumers when they're actively interested in your products. Just like digital retargeting ads, your mail piece should reach customers within a week of the trigger event to remain relevant. Mistake number three: not using first-class mail. While it costs more than standard mail, first-class delivers faster, crucial for time-sensitive retargeting campaigns. Postcards work particularly well, with 37% of consumers preferring them over other formats. Both 4x6 and 6x9 postcards even qualify for reduced first-class rates. Mistake number four: failing to integrate with digital channels. Despite iOS updates and privacy regulations hampering digital retargeting, an integrated approach can salvage your strategy. Using identity graphs lets you target audiences online even after cookies are gone. The fifth and biggest mistake: not using direct mail retargeting at all. While customer acquisition matters, don't focus solely on new prospects. Protect your existing customer base and nurture those relationships too. That's all for today's episode of The Direct Effect. Remember, successful direct mail retargeting isn't just about reaching people. It's about reaching the right people with the right message at the right time. I'm Sam, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening. See ya.